The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hi, welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 211. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Today we'll continue in Job by reading chapters 19 through 21. Let's begin. Job chapter 19. Then Job answered, "How long will you torment me and crush me with your words? These 10 times you have been reproaching me. You are not ashamed to attack me. But even if it were true that I have erred, my error remains solely my concern. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and plead my disgrace against me, know then that God has wronged me and encircled me with his net. If I cry out, 'Violence,' I receive no answer. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has blocked my way so I cannot pass, and has set darkness over my paths. He has stripped me of my honor and has taken the crown off my head. He tears me down on every side until I perish. He uproots my hope like one uproots a tree. Thus his anger burns against me, and he considers me among his enemies. His troops advance together. They throw up a siege ramp against me, and they camp around my tent. He has put my relatives far from me. My acquaintances only turn away from me. My kinsmen have failed me. My friends have forgotten me. My guests and my servant girls consider me a stranger. I am a foreigner in their eyes. I summon my servant, but he does not respond, even though I implore him with my own mouth. My breath is repulsive to my wife. I am loathsome to my brothers. Even youngsters have scorned me. When I get up, they scoff at me. All my closest friends detest me, and those whom I love have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and my flesh. I have escaped alive with only the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends. Have pity on me, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me like God does? Will you ever be satiated with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were written on a scroll, that with an iron chisel and with lead they were engraved in a rock forever. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that as the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God, whom I will see for myself, and whom my own eyes will behold, and not another. My heart grows faint within me. If you say, 'How will we pursue him, since the root of the trouble is found in him?' Fear the sword yourselves, for wrath brings the punishment by the sword, so that you may know that there is judgment." Job chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, "This is why my troubled thoughts bring me back, because of my feelings within me. When I hear a reproof that dishonors me, then my understanding prompts me to answer. Surely you know that it has been from old, ever since humankind was placed on the earth, that the elation of the wicked is brief, the joy of the godless lasts but a moment. Even though his stature reaches to the heavens and his head touches the clouds, he will perish forever like his own excrement. Those who used to see him will say, 'Where is he?' Like a dream he flies away, never again to be found, and like a vision of the night he is put to flight. People who had seen him will not see him again, and the place where he was will recognize him no longer. His sons must recompense the poor. His own hands must return his wealth. His bones were full of his youthful vigor, but that vigor will lie down with him in the dust. If evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, if he retains it for himself and does not let it go, and holds it fast in his mouth, his food is turned sour in his stomach. It becomes the venom of serpents within him. The wealth that he consumed he vomits up. God will make him throw it out of his stomach. He sucks the poison of serpents. The fangs of a viper kill him. He will not look on the streams, the rivers, which are the torrents of honey and butter. He gives back the ill-gotten gain without assimilating it. He will not enjoy the wealth from his commerce. For he has oppressed the poor and abandoned them. He has seized a house which he did not build. For he knows no satisfaction in his appetite. He does not let anything he desires escape. Nothing is left for him to devour. That is why his prosperity does not last. In the fullness of his sufficiency, distress overtakes him. The full force of misery will come upon him. While he is filling his belly, God sends his burning anger against him and rains down his blows upon him. If he flees from an iron weapon, then an arrow from a bronze bow pierces him. When he pulls it out and it comes out of his back, the gleaming point out of his liver, terrors come over him. Total darkness waits to receive his treasures. A fire which has not been kindled will consume him and devour what is left in his tent. The heavens reveal his iniquity. The earth rises up against him. A flood will carry off his house, rushing waters on the day of God's wrath. Such is the lot God allots the wicked and the heritage of his appointment from God. Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you offer me. Bear with me, and I will speak, and after I have spoken, you may mock. Is my complaint against a man? If so, why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled. Put your hands over your mouths. For when I think about this, I am terrified, and my body feels a shudder. Why do the wicked go on living, grow old, even increase in power? Their children are firmly established in their presence, their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe and without fear, and no rod of punishment from God is upon them. Their bulls breed without fail. Their cows calve and do not miscarry. They allow their children to run like a flock. Their little ones dance about. They sing to the accompaniment of tambourine and harp, and make merry to the sound of the flute. They live out their years in prosperity, and go down to the grave in peace. So they say to God, 'Turn away from us. We do not want to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What would we gain if we were to pray to him?' But their prosperity is not their own doing. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked extinguished? How often does their misfortune come upon them? How often does God apportion pain to them in his anger? How often are they like straw before the wind, and like chaff swept away by a whirlwind? You may say, 'God stores up a man's punishment for his children.' Instead, let him repay the man himself, so that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his destruction. Let him drink of the anger of the Almighty. For what is his interest in his home after his death, when the number of his months has been broken off? Can anyone teach God knowledge, since he judges those that are on high? One man dies in his full vigor, completely secure and prosperous, his body well nourished, and the marrow of his bones moist. And yet another man dies in bitterness of soul, never having tasted anything good. Together they lie down in the dust, and worms cover over them both. Yes, I know what you are thinking, the schemes by which you would wrong me. For you say, 'Where now is the nobleman's house, and where are the tents in which the wicked lived?' Have you ever questioned those who travel the roads? Do you not recognize their accounts, that the evil man is spared from the day of his misfortune, that he is delivered from the day of God's wrath? No one denounces his conduct to his face. No one repays him for what he has done. And when he is carried to the tombs and watches kept over the funeral mound, the clods of the torrent valley are sweet to him. Behind him everybody follows in procession, and before him goes a countless throng. So how can you console me with your futile words? Nothing is left of your answers but deception." You have to like Job's response here. His friends have been telling him that he must be suffering because he's evil. And then Job comes back and he says, "Hey, wait a minute. Look at the evil people and see how often God actually judges them here on earth." He says, "Look around. Evil people are prospering every day." And isn't that the truth? Just because someone is prospering doesn't mean that they're blessings from God. And just because someone is suffering doesn't mean that they're suffering God's judgment. It was true then and it's true today. What do you think? Send me an email at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. Well, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.